I thank God for you, for the simple reason that without you, we couldn't carry on month after month. I thank God that you listen. I thank God that many of you have had wonderful, marvelous conversions. Every day I get a letter from someone that says, I'm out of the church 20 years and I came back. Welcome home. To all of you that came back, I thank God for you and the graces you had. And I'm grateful you're home. I thank God for my sisters and brothers, all our employees, for Bill and all our vice presidents that keep this thing going. I thank God for our radio apostolate that reaches countries in Europe. I thank God for all the many crosses it took, the heartaches, the tears, to put it all together. You say, well, why would you do that? I mean, those are things you don't like. You know, our Lord said one time, if you love those who love you, don't the pagans do this? Ooh, isn't that a heart, huh? He called all of us pagans, really. How many of us love our enemies? Yeah, well, you see, you answered your own question. Now, it's true, it takes a supernatural gift to say thanks, but God is always there with that gift. It takes humility to say thank you, Lord. It takes courage to say thank you for my cross, thank you for my pain, thank you for the tragedies in my life that raise me up to you. It takes courage to do that. Thank you for my enemies. Personally, I got a lot of them. They seem to be piling up every day. I thank God for them because they proved to me we're doing something right. You see, if you're not a thorn in somebody's side, you're not a Christian. You believe that? I know it. You can't live in today's world and be a real Christian, a real Catholic, and not be a thorn in somebody's side. You can't. Because they don't think the way you do. Well, we're not talking about opinions. Don't pay any attention to anybody's opinion. Our Lord said the opinions of men mean nothing to me. If they mean nothing to God, why should it mean anything to you? We want truth, not opinions. Today you're reading a newspaper, this theologian says this and that theologian. It's not a hogwash. There's not a semblance of truth. Don't do that. Thank God for truth and seek truth. Don't listen to those who drag you down into the mud. If somebody's determined to go down to the nether world, oh, that's their choice. Don't let them drag you with them. And so you got, if you say no, no to sin, no to drugs, no to abortion, no to promiscuity, you have to thank God for that grace and strength to say no.